Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through to chapter 5, verses 20. With the Lord's authority, let me say this: live no longer as the ungodly do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their closed minds are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God, because they have shut their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They don't care any more about right or wrong, and they have given themselves over to immoral ways. Their lives are filled with all kinds of impurity and greed. But that isn't what you were taught when you learnt about Christ. Since you have heard all about Him and have learned the truth that is in Jesus, throw off your old evil nature and your former way of life, which is rotten through and through, full of lust and deception. Instead, there must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. You must display a new nature, because you are a new person, created in God's likeness, righteous, holy and true. So put away all falsehood and tell your neighbour the truth, because we belong to each other, and don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Don't let the sun go down while you are angry, for anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, stop stealing. Begin using your hands for honest work, and then give generously to others in need. Don't use foul language or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He is the one who has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words and slander, as well as all these types of malicious behaviour. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Follow God's example in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave Himself for as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased, because that sacrifice was like a sweet perfume to Him. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talks and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is really an idolater, who worships the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the terrible anger of God comes upon them all, for those who disobey. Don't participate in these things though these people do, for though your hearts were once full of darkness, now you are full of light from the Lord, and your behaviour should show it, for this light within you produces only what is good, right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them. It is a shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but when the light shines on them, it becomes clear how evil things are. And where your light shines, it will expose their evil deeds. That is why it is said, "Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light." So be careful how you live, not as fools, but as those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill you and control you. Then you will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your hearts. And you will always give thanks for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for His word. Amen.
My children, my sons, used to mock me. Well, maybe they still do. But they used to mock me because I bought, wait for it, a Windows phone. Do you remember Windows phones? They were brought out by Microsoft, and they were Microsoft's attempt to take on Apple and Samsung and to produce a mass market mobile phone. I got this phone, and I was pleased with it. It could do some pretty good stuff. But my children kept telling me, Dad, you made a mistake. You've got it wrong. And in the end, I had to admit it. They were right and I was wrong. And I think Microsoft might have admitted it too, because they stopped making the things. Paul, in our Bible reading today, is saying to the Ephesians, it's time for change. It's time to put down stuff that's not good and take up stuff that is. Why? Well, here's the amazing words from our reading. Let's make sure we pick up on these. He says to them, you have been created to be like God. The lifestyle that you had before wasn't the lifestyle that God wanted for you. And he says to them a few verses after that, that they are to follow God's example. Or to put it another way, they are to mimic God. That's the literal translation. You've discovered, he says to them, or you are discovering in Jesus who God really is and what God is doing, and you are now to copy him. So he says to them, be kind, compassionate to one another. You see, to do that, there's a lot of stuff you've got to put down. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example as dearly loved children and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrifice to God. Paul has met the love of Jesus. And now he knows the love of Jesus. And remember, a couple of chapters ago, he was praying that these people would, by the Spirit, really be able to grasp the love of Jesus. Now he knows it. That's what he wants to live in. That's what he wants to be. And Paul has seen, now let's see if we can grasp this one today, that the way of Jesus wins. That's why he talks so much about the resurrection of Jesus. When Jesus died on that cross, it looked as if he had failed, but he won. So he says to these people, you're learning through the experience of the Spirit, through your study of Jesus, what God is like. Now live like that. See, lots of people in this world have lots of ideas. Some of them are good, some are important, and some are very good. And some very important. But what we bring as believers in Jesus to the table is this, that God is love, that we have experienced that incredible love, that we live within that love, we are dearly loved. And God is calling us to pass that love on. So much goes on, but at the heart of all creation is a God of love. That's why at the end of our Bible reading today, Paul says to them, don't get drunk with wine. I mean, goodness me, as a minister, I have seen again and again and again the consequences of alcohol and what it does to people. Don't drink too much wine, Paul says to them. You know, if that's your issue, please do get some support, get some help. He says, don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God touch you. Let the Spirit of God change you. He says, sing the songs. Wasn't it great, those of us who were at the church service in the church building last week, to be able to go outside and to sing together? The first time we've done that as a congregation for over a year. And it was just wonderful. He says, as you sing, be filled with the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God touch you. So he tells them, you are here to be made new. You are here to change. And he gives examples of what being made new looks like. It looks like learning to speak truthfully. It looks like learning to do things that are useful and that help people. It's about living a life that is focused on the Spirit. It's about the kingdom of God advancing. It's about Jesus. And remember, this is what the letter is about. It's about unity. It's about God bringing everything together under Jesus. And the church is here to demonstrate that that is so. So he says to them that once you were darkness, now you are light. Now here's the great thing about light. The way to beat darkness is to switch on a light. You don't beat darkness by being dark. And Paul says to them, you won't beat the darkness by being dark. You will beat the darkness by being light, by learning of Jesus, by following the ways of Jesus, by learning to live that life of love that Jesus gave. Wow, big deal. Yes. But the Holy Spirit is in us. And as we begin this look at practical holiness or practical unity, Paul is going to spell out next time what that means in day-to-day living. Brothers and sisters, we have a huge calling here. Wake up, sleeper, he says. Rise from the dead. Well, because Christ did. And Christ will shine on you and grab the opportunities that you are being given. Because God wants to unite this world. And the task of the church is to demonstrate that unity through our knowledge of the love of Jesus, through putting off the behaviours, the greed, the language that destroys people, everything like that, the sexual immorality, all of that to go. And us living lives of love as Jesus calls us to.